My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:20, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post will join us to fill us in on Commanders training camp. Joe Theismann joins us at 9, but joining us right now, as he does every Friday at this time, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new apparel arriving daily, so visit Golfdom in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. While you're there, be sure to check out their sale apparel, too. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning. How's everybody doing in this lovely weather?
Doing all right.
Doing well.
I don't know how much of the Olympics have you been watching. What have been your favorite Olympic moments so far?
Well, you guys know me. I'm a big swimming guy. Mm-hmm. So what Katie Ledecky did, what the French swimmer, whose name I'm going to block on, did.
Marchand?
Yes, Andrew Marchand. And by the way, you know he's coached by Bob Bowman, who was Michael Phelps's coach.
Okay.
So I think Michael, but we can agree Bob Bowman knows what he's doing. Some of the track and field, the 1500, first American to win in forever.
And that was a comeback.
Yeah, really came back. And the basketball. The basketball's been good. The Americans had to come from way behind yesterday. I mean, Serbia hit, 14 threes in the first half or something. And that's going to be a tough game tomorrow, playing France in France with a gold medal at stake. So then you talk about a road game. That's going to be a road game. And I will be watching. You guys know I'm friends with Steve Kerr, so I would really like to see them win.
So would EB. He's really rooting for the Americans vociferously. He is.
I don't know. I'm kind of over these guys, most of them. I like Steph. A couple of guys I find likable, but most of them, eh. Kevin Durant's taking a heel turn as far as I'm concerned in the last few years. I don't know. Just me.
Well, Durant was the best player in the 21 Olympics, and he's still a very good player, but he certainly had some issues in terms of his NBA teams in the last few years. There's no doubt about it. And again, like I said, I'm not close to any of the players. Because I don't cover the NBA. Mm-hmm. But I am close to Kerr, who I've known since he was a sophomore in college at Arizona, and which is 1984, 85. So I would really like to, because if you look at his career, if they win, he will have 5 NBA championships as a player, 4 NBA championships as a coach, a Final Four, and an Olympic gold medal. That's pretty damn good.
Mm. And most people think the coaches for like the American team with that much talent don't have to do anything. But I will say he made a move in the fourth quarter. Now, Embiid hasn't played in all these games that much, but he put Embiid there in the fourth quarter to go up against Jokic, and Jokic had four fouls, and Embiid delivered. It was a good move.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's tough to be the American coach, because if you don't win the gold medal, you fail. And Larry Brown found that out, certainly, in 2004 when they lost three games. John Thompson lost one game in 88, and they ended up with the bronze. And I don't think a lot of people never let him forget that failure. I don't know. Do you call it a failure? But American coach, it's win or bust. It's gold or bust. And Steve knew that when he took the job. Krzyzewski knew that when he took the job. Popovich knew that when he took the job. But it's a challenge they want to take on. And it's not the same now as in the Dream Team days in 92 and 96 even, because the rest of the world's caught up with us.
Uh-huh.
We're still the best. We still have the most great players, the most good players. But the rest of the world, you know, haven't the last five NBA MVPs come from outside the country?
Yes.
I think. And although Embiid was an MVP and he's playing for the U.S., but it's a different world, and it's a much tougher gold medal to get for the players and clearly for the coach.
You know, you mentioned Kerr and that incredible resume of his. It's funny because, I mean, obviously he should be is he in the Hall of Fame yet?
I don't think he is.
That's crazy.
I don't think he is. I don't know if it's in and it's not because he's active, because the criteria is 25 years in the sport, and he's certainly been in the sport for 25 years. So I don't know why he wouldn't be in.
That's a no-brainer.
It's so remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, the resume that you reeled off there, you kind of don't realize it, because he was a very good player, but you wouldn't necessarily think of as an elite player, and now he's had this brilliant coaching career.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, as a player, he was not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
He was a good player. He played on very good teams. He played on three Michael Jordan Bulls teams.
Right.
Hit the winning shot in 97 in the finals. He you know, but as a coach, jeepers, he's absolutely been a Hall of Famer. I mean, how many coaches have name me a coach other than Kerr, and I don't know the answer to this, but who's won four NBA titles and isn't in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd assume they'd be in.
Phil Jackson inducted himself years ago.
last week, I think it was last week, you wrote about Olympic golf. And I got to tell you, right. I'm not a guy who watches much golf. I'll watch the majors, but I'm never interested in anything else beyond that. But I found myself watching the last day of the Olympic golf. And part of it was because it was big names atop the leaderboard.
Right.
I thought it was interesting, but You wrote a column where basically you said you were out on Olympic golf.
Yep, yep, and I have been since the beginning. I mean, give me points for consistency. My basic theory, and there are exceptions, is a sport shouldn't be in the Olympics if it isn't the biggest event in the sport. Now you'll say, well, oh, so basketball shouldn't be in the Olympics. A little different. It's been there since 1932. It wasn't inserted as a marketing vehicle for that sport. I don't think tennis necessarily belongs in the Olympics, although I was glad to see Djokovic win.
Mm-hmm.
And in golf, I don't think, especially if you're going to play golf, do it in a different way. Don't do it the same as the John Deere Classic. 72 holes, stroke play, yada, yada, yada. I mean, good for Scottie Scheffler for winning. I still think if I was voting for Player of the Year, which I'm not, I'd still vote for Shoffley because he won two majors.
Mm.
Now, Scheffler's going to win because he has seven wins overall and he won a major. And golf people say, oh, and he won the Players. That's no different than the John Deere, as far as I'm concerned, except there's more money. And part of it was I was around in 2016. I was out there a lot still. And the way everybody tried to push Olympic golf made me nuts. In fact, I was at Firestone on the year out anniversary for Olympic golf. And Golf Channel, who I worked for at the time, did this whole thing about, oh, it's 1 year out until Olympic golf. And what do the guys think? The guys didn't care. They had the PGA the next week. And remember, many of them didn't even play. And I was supposed to do a thing on Morning Drive the day after the one-year out anniversary. And the producer says to me, so, you know, what should we do tomorrow morning? What's the buzz about the Olympics? I said, there is no buzz about the Olympics. Probably part of the reason why I'm not working there anymore.
Yeah, there was none. Yeah, John, I agree with that sort of when it began. But, man, there was unusual emotion, I thought, from the guys that were at the podium. Even Tom Kim, right, who didn't make the podium, right? He was, like, kind of crying. And Rom felt like he left
the Army now.
Right. But Rom felt like he left.
That would make me emotional.
Yeah. I mean, I'll believe that when I see it. I would just leave the country. I mean,
those guys do go in. I mean, you know, it's not like they're going to have guns, but they do go into military. They have to.
I think Sang Moon Bae had to do his military service. And then he fell off the face of the golf.
Yeah, but Tom Kim's on a different level. But maybe you're right. Maybe he will.
Sang Moon Bae was a pretty good player.
Yeah, he was top 20 at the time.
All right. Well, Tom Kim, I think they think could be like, you know, one of the top fivers. Like,
and he'll still play golf. Don't get me wrong. But who the heck wants to go in the military if they don't have to?
Yeah, but that's not why Scheffler was crying. That's not why these other guys were so emotional. Like, it did seem to have.
They were. And so three guys got to be on the medal stand. I think it should be a team event. If you're going to have it.
I agree with that.
It should be some kind of team event.
I agree with that. Do it like gymnastics. Have team and then maybe some individual thing. I don't know. But I agree with that. Maybe more of a Ryder Cup format or something.
Exactly.
I like that.
Because the Ryder Cup is still the best event in golf.
Yeah.
And mixed men and women do something, too. That would be awesome.
That would be very interesting.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't be more.
Yeah, I agree. But just my point is, it did seem to mean something to those top guys that were there. It definitely did.
Yeah, I think when you win something, it means something.
Yeah.
You know, when I won events in Masters Swimming, it meant something to me. Mm-hmm. And if you're a competitor and you're competing and people are watching, although my sense is not that many people watch, maybe down the stretch, then sure, you want to win. You want to, if there's a podium, you want to be on that podium. I agree.
Well, did Rory medal? I don't think he did. Did he?
No, he did not.
He was very emotional.
He was in contention on Sunday, but he dropped back, and I think he finished tied sixth when it was all over.
Right. I will say that the Golf Channel, when I was watching the highlights of that, they made it seem like Rory shot 76 or something. And I think he shot like 68. He just didn't capitalize on some of his early opportunities.
And there were, Scheffler shot 62. I mean, it was Scheffler, not exactly a difficult golf course.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Chichi Rodriguez? You know, for young people, they don't know about Chichi. But, you know, when I was coming up, he was latter part of his regular tour career. But he was a big part of the senior tour. And it was a lot of charisma and just a fun guy to watch.
Chichi Rodriguez was the guy who made you feel important when you were in his presence. I didn't spend a lot of time with him, but I did know him a little bit. And he was the way he was on the golf course, the performer, the extrovert, that's who he was. It wasn't phony in any way. He was just he enjoyed that. And he's a good player. He lost a playoff for the senior U.S. Open title to Jack Nicklaus once. He wasn't a great player, but he was a good player. And you mentioned the senior tour because he was an important part of the startup of the senior tour.
Yeah.
Because other than Arnold Palmer, it's not like the senior tour when it was launched in, 1980, was full of personalities. And Chichi had a personality, and he was a good enough player to draw attention to that senior tour. There was a time when the senior tour, before Tiger Woods came along, was almost as popular as the regular tour. Because it did have Palmer, it did have Chichi Rodriguez, and Nicklaus eventually came and played after, you know, saying, I would never play there. Then he won seven majors. He was an important part of the launch of the senior tour, the early days of the senior tour, and was just one of those guys you liked. He also had about the worst toupee I've ever seen.
And, you know, you mentioned Tiger. Tiger appears to genuinely want to play the senior tour.
Oh, he's going to play the senior tour. To me, there was never any doubt about it. They all say, the great ones, that I'm not going to play the senior tour. That's beneath me. And then they all play.
Yeah.
and Tiger will play because what else has he got to
do? It's
doing?
Easy you money know, for those guys.
He's a Ryder Cup captain. I mean,
for somebody at Tiger's level, it should be easy money.
Well,
now with he doesn't his care
about money.
He's not
money.
The money.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
come on, the guy's got more money than God.
He's a billionaire, Cakes.
Cakes cares about money at all times, and it seems through, John. Projection.
Cakes, is your middle name Tiger?
It is not. It's Martin.
Yeah, but the point is, these guys love to still be in the spotlight. They love the attention. They love...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, being cheered, they've done it all their lives, and they don't want to walk away from it. I think I told you last week we were talking about senior tour for some reason, and what I noticed when I was out on the senior tour for a while when I was doing Caddy for Life to book on Bruce Edwards and Tom Watson, and what I noticed was that all the guys were treated just the way you were treated on tour, you know, and the volunteers lined up to help them with anything they needed, and it's not a terrible life.
Mm. Sounds a lot like working in radio. Every need catered to, you're pampered.
I'm sure.
All of it.
I'm so sure.
Same deal.
Did you see that this CrossFit competitor died, drowned 100 yards from the finish?
It's horrible.
Of this, like, I don't even know what they do in the CrossFit games, but I guess part of it was swimming in the lake.
Right.
And they have people there monitoring, and he still drowns.
That's a terrible story.
It's terrible. Tragic. I mean, the whole thing with the Seine was a great idea in concept, but I don't think it's worked out that too well in reality. And I understand why they would want to do something like that, but if the water's not good enough, the water's not good enough.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like if you were getting on a plane and they told you, by the way, one of the engines isn't working, would you get on the plane?
No, not that one.
Yeah, that's my point.
You don't get on many planes, do you, John?
No, I avoid them. As my friend Tony Kornheiser once said, I only fly when I'm heavily drugged and heavily overpaid.
Right. Right.
Two good things.
All right. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. I hope the rain stops.
Yep. Stay dry.
It's John Feinstein.
Good weekend.
Yep. Best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have new apparel arriving daily, so go to visit Golfdom in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. While you're there, be sure to check out their sale apparel, too. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll talk some Commanders training camp with Nikki Javala, insider covers the Commanders for the Washington Post here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.